At the Small, Smaller, Nano exhibit, you can explore how size makes a difference in the way materials behave. Note that this exhibit uses strong magnets. If you have a medical device, please use caution. This exhibit has three tables which are set at right angles, like a propeller. The tables are at slightly different heights. Each table has a different activity station called Small, Smaller, and Nano. The tallest table is the small station, the medium height table is the smaller station, and the lowest table is the nano station. Each station has a transparent vertical tube filled with a clear liquid plus a small amount of an iron oxide called magnetite. Magnetite is attracted to magnets. The magnetite is a different size at each station. There are small grains of black sand, even smaller bits of magnetite powder, and tiny nano-sized ferrofluid particles. On either side of the tubes, there is a black magnet mounted on a pipe. You can slide the magnets up and down the pipes and use them to move the magnetite inside the tubes. Each material behaves differently, depending on its size. At the small station, the tube contains coarse grains of chunky black sand, about a millimeter and a half across. The sand is a little tricky to drag up the tube with the magnet. When you pull the magnet away, small clumps of sand fall back to the bottom of the tube. At the smaller station, the gray magnetite powder is very fine, only 3 micrometers across. It's easy to carry it up the tube. When you pull the magnet away, the powder drifts back down. At the nano station, the ferrofluid is a big surprise. It's a shiny black glob of liquid that's attracted to the magnet. When you move the magnet away, the ferrofluid oozes back to the bottom of the tube. The ferrofluid is fun to play with. You can make it spiky by holding a magnet close to it, and you can stretch and pull it between the two magnets. Ferrofluid is made of nano-sized particles of magnetite suspended in liquid. The tiny size of the magnetite particles, only 10 nanometers across, gives ferrofluid its unusual properties. A nanometer is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. For comparison, DNA is only about 2 nanometers across. Ferrofluid is used in car brakes, computer hard drives, and loudspeakers.